A decision now from the U.S. Supreme Court that could speed efforts to restore lost shoreline along the Gulf Coast and across the U.S. The court ruled unanimously that Florida can undertake beach widening programs without paying beachfront property owners who may lose their exclusive access to the water. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Florida has among the longest shorelines in the nation, some 2,000 miles, including 820 miles of sandy beach. For the last four decades, the state has poured millions of dollars into restoring beaches eroded by hurricanes and other storms. State and local governments see these programs as essential to preserving private property, coastal roads, utilities, infrastructure, and tourism. With the state spending bundles to preserve the beach, it sets the private property line where it is when the restoration project begins at the wet sandy beach. And if, because of the addition of new sand at water's edge, the dry beach extends further out towards the water, that new additional dry strip is considered public property. While these restoration programs have generally been popular, with local governments pouring money in as well as the state, some beachfront homeowners in the panhandle town of Destin have a different view.
It was simply a land grab.
Slade Lindsay is among a handful of homeowners who went to court claiming that the state was unconstitutionally taking their land by creating a strip of new public beach in front of their homes. They lost in the Florida Supreme Court, which cited a long line of precedents and said the private property owners were guaranteed the same unobstructed view and water access under state law. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously agreed. Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia said that under Florida law and state judicial precedents, the state owns the land under the water at the shoreline, and that land belongs to the state even if it adds new sand that interrupts the private property contact with the water. The court conceded that such restoration programs may deprive waterfront property of some of its value, but the justices said long-standing Florida court precedent balanced the public-private interest this way, and thus there was no unconstitutional taking of private property that would have required compensation from the state. Property rights experts said today's ruling would have nationwide impact. Richard Michael Frank is director of the Center for Law, Energy, and the Environment at the University of California School of Law.
In terms of, water boundary law, the Florida law, as interpreted here, represents kind of the majority view among coastal states. So to the extent that the court has articulated and, for the most part, reaffirmed longstanding state coastal boundary law principles, they are likely to have relatively broad application across the country.
The court, however, declined to decide the issue pushed by property rights advocates in this case, whether a state court decision can ever amount to a violation of the federal Constitution's ban on government taking private property without just compensation. Four justices bought into that theory today, Justices Scalia and the court's three other most conservative members, but four is not a majority. The other four justices, including Justice Anthony Kennedy, often the swing vote, declined to decide the question, expressing skepticism about the notion of a judicial taking. Justice John Paul Stevens, who owns Florida beachfront property, did not participate in the decision, but most experts noted that he very likely would have been a forceful voice against deciding the question of a judicial taking. Still, as Harvard Law professor Jody Freeman puts it,
since you have four votes on the key question of whether there can be a judicial taking, that is a significant victory for the property rights movement and for advocates of more restrictions on what judges can do in terms of their decisions about property rights.
Widener Law Professor Ben Barros, editor of a property law professor's blog, agrees.
It's basically an invitation to property owners to litigate this issue in the future. And so I would expect to see a lot more litigation trying to sort out this issue. And unfortunately for the lower federal courts, there's very little guidance in the Supreme Court's opinion.
But in Florida, Secretary of the Environment Michael Soule was elated, especially in view of the crises the state faces from oil to hurricanes.
These are very challenging times, but without question, you do have to make those decisions because one of my favorite sayings, indecision is a decision, and it can be your worst decision.
So do you think that this decision today, speaking of decisions, gives you a little more protection for those emergency decisions that you're making these days?
Well, candidly, I think it does.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.